constitutional. The U.S. Constitution was signed in 1787, 229 years ago. A lot has happened in that time, and the ideas on which the Constitution is based have been made obsolete by both developments in science and by practical experience. Austrian economics, Pavlovian psychology, information theory, cybernetics, and history all support the conclusion that we need to repudiate the authoritarian constitution and use another concept as the basis for our civilization. Our civilization should be simply based on the concept of fairness. And that would be fairness as perceived by ordinary people going about their daily business, as opposed to the opinions of some remote bureaucrat. I believe government violence and deceit are the greatest dangers currently facing the human race. The Constitution gives one group of people the power to rob and kidnap another group of people. There is no way that arrangement is fair. There is no way that arrangement is consistent with the principle that all people are created equal. There is no way that arrangement is consistent with the Christian principle of do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Many people would like to return to the time when the Constitution was actually followed by the government. But even if the government could be made to actually follow its own rules, that would still leave the power to tax and arrest in the hands of some. That would still leave the system essentially unchanged. We need a system in which anyone has the right to use defensive force and fraud, but no one has the right to use offensive force and fraud. Starting trouble should be viewed as unacceptable behavior. We need to face the fact that the writers of the Constitution pulled off one of the most destructive con jobs in the history of the world. They probably believed they were acting prudently and responsibly. They probably believed they were creating a system that was a huge step forward from the divine right of kings that had previously been the justification for state power. But 229 years later, the motives of the founding fathers are only of academic interest. I doubt they saw themselves as criminals. But the practical and pressing issue we face today is dealing with the criminal effects of the system they created. Because of the actions and writings of the Founding Fathers, the USA has been ruled by a criminal and unscientific philosophy for 229 years. The USA has been aggressively meddling in other countries' affairs since the birth of the so-called Republic. The USA has been constantly at war, or instigating war, for most of the last 229 years. Over the centuries, the U.S. government has morphed into a monster that is menacing the entire planet. After 229 years, we are still trying to figure out whether our government is incompetent, corrupt, or both. But the exact mechanism of government outrage does not matter. What does matter is that the peace and prosperity of the many are being sacrificed for the sake of giving unearned wealth to the few. That needs to stop, and it needs to stop as soon as possible. When they wrote the Constitution, the Founding Fathers got right to the business of robbery, but forgot to add any protection for the common man. Taxation was introduced very early in the document, but the Bill of Rights was an afterthought, added only to appease critics. The Founding Fathers were more interested in establishing an extortion racket than securing peace and prosperity. In the 20th century, the world fought wars over which authoritarian political system would prevail. In the 21st century, we have tools that can provide us with a peaceful transition to a much more comfortable and productive political environment. We can make it better for all people, from the richest to the poorest, from the right wing to the left wing, for all genders, for all races, and for all ages. All we need is the will to apply well-known tools of nonviolent resistance to authoritarianism, and we can have a more peaceful and prosperous world. We need to say no to the idea of government, and we need to say no to the U.S. Constitution. Authoritarianism, in all of its many forms, is a bankrupt and thoroughly discredited concept. We got rid of chattel slavery because it was unfair, and the unfairness caused unnecessary conflict and waste, and made everyone poorer. There is no reason to keep institutions that are just a little less unfair than chattel slavery, and cause just a little less conflict and waste than slavery. We could call a constitutional convention and replaced the current constitution with the libertarian principle of non-aggression in some form. Or we could just say no to the Constitution by ignoring it and creating a society where any person on the planet can say no to any proposal. We have already shown a remarkable ability to ignore the Bill of Rights. We should have little difficulty in ignoring the rest of the Constitution. Just say yes to freedom. Freedom works. Just say no to slavery. Slavery sucks. Thank you.